News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, good morning, Melissa. It's you.
I'm back.
There you are.
Back from Eastern Texas.
You survived your trip and you came back anyway.
Yes, it was great. We went down and visited the grandkids that we don't see very often. Like, who are you?
Oh. Well, welcome back. We had young Andrew J. Polk in here last week. And you know, he rode in a B-17 aircraft.
I know.
He came in here and told us about
Lucky
it.
Lucky dog.
A couple of World War II guys last week. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, another thing. We got to go to the J.P. Bryan Museum.
Oh, you did?
In Galveston. That was fantastic.
Isn't it something?
Oh, it's an amazing exhibit. I wish they would do something like, I mean, the History Museum does a good job, but he's really got some things that are just amazing.
Yes, but if the History Museum in El Paso were funded like that museum.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this guy has billions of whatever he's got.
But so. I recommend anybody, if you're down in Galveston or at least down in Houston, take the 30 minutes it takes to get down there and go see it.
It's got El Paso history in there. Jose Cisneros. This is the guy who bought the Jose Cisneros full collection that he had in his family, cashed him out, and he basically funded his family with that. And then he passed away. So J.P. Bryan down there in Galveston has all that in that museum. And that's worthy because it's also a research museum. We'll get to that someday. In fact, we had him in here. We'll talk to him again. Let's talk about the things going on today because, as always, we will tell you that Texas history begins in El Paso. And them East Coasters, East Texaners, they can't see any other answer than that because it does. And so as we go through that, we're going to have to find us on where? KTSM Radio?
You can find us on the World Wide Internet, or what is it, IoT, Internet of Things, or whatever they're calling it now.
The Internet.
But you go to www.iheartradio.com, and you can take us with you anywhere you go. You can take KTSM Radio and listen to all the shows that you like to listen to locally and take them with you anywhere.
Just bring it back.
When you're done with it, okay?
And we're going to have trivia today, right?
That's right. We've got some great trivia questions, and we're going to have $20 in gift certificates from Pepe's, New Mexico food up there in Canutillo, which we'll be going to for lunch today.
Today's the day. Pepe, right? We're warning you, Pepe.
Yes, we're on our way.
Here we come at noon.
2 hours, you got that time. And also, they got a chance to win an El Paso Gold DVD, which of course we've got Legends.
Some new ones, but a bunch of them in there.
Oh, did you? Okay, Legends of El Paso's Mountains,
Two Gunfights
the Old West, Women's Club, Tom Lee's El Paso, Ghost Stories 2 and 3. Waco Tanks.
That's just a sampling of the things we do. The rest of them are online, ephistory.com. And if you want to have one of those today, you answer the question, we'll give you a choice of that and or a pep. Well, not and or. And no, I tell you what, if you call up and have a really, really good answer, maybe we'll give you both of them.
If you really pay attention.
It's up to us. So let's do that. Okay, we're banking on a subject today. Oh, yes, we are. We have El Paso banker Les Parker in here this morning. Good morning, senor.
Good morning.
Welcome here. Turn on that guy's mic. Well, Les Parker, good morning.
Good morning.
I think we got you. Sergio.
Are you there? Hello.
Okay. Is this live?
Yeah. Well, Les. Live versus dead radio? I mean, you know.
We got a bunch of microphones. We'll get you in here at some point. But Les, thanks for coming in. And we've got you as our guest because you are the guy behind the United Bank of El Paso del Norte. And you're not just a guy. How many offices do you have? You have three offices there. CEO, chairman, president, none of that?
No, I just hired a new president.
Oh.
So I'm chairman and CEO, and he's a lot smarter than I am, and he'll do quite nicely. Thank you.
We may have to have another mic.
Get him going stereo there.
Yeah.
So you hired a new president.
Yes.
Ooh.
Fellow named Monty Rogers, a West Texan from Crane, Texas.
Oh, I love that, Monty.
So now you've got one less title.
Yes, thank heavens.
So now you're retired.
No,
you're not. Well, I figured it out. Well, Les Parker, we appreciate you coming in here because you are a person who has gotten his hands in El Paso history in an unusual way with your bank.
Thank you.
And one thing we promoted on the Facebook promos that we do and on the radio show promos we do during the week is the fact that you have a bank vault that doesn't have anything behind it. It's not the other bank vault that you use for real money. It's the bank vault you put in your lobby as sort of like a conversation piece.
A room divider.
Oh, my God. It's a conversation. That is something. But the whole thing about your bank is it's amazing. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I mean, like you said, it's a room divider. But you just walk up, and you're like a little kid. You just kind of look at it, and the designs, because you figured it was, it's from like the 1870s, but you couldn't really confirm that date, if I'm correct?
No, we did confirm
it. Oh, you did confirm it.
Yes.
Well, tell us the story, because your bank, first of all, is on Main Street in Campbell and Kansas, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's you in that block.
Yes.
And so tell us about that bank and that location and why you have an extra vault door in your lobby.
Let's see. I'll have to tell you all about the bank then.
Please.
We started the bank in 2001. It is the only bank in El Paso history that's broadly owned by a wide cross-section of El Pasoans. We have stockholders from Segundo Barrio all around the city and up to the top of the mountain.
Contrasting with other banks downtown who are whom?
Very closely owned. There's only one other local bank downtown.
Well, I mean, you've got Chase, you've got Wells Fargo. Oh, those guys are out-of-town bankers,
they're
right?
They're out of town. They're headquartered out of town. Their major decisions are made there and so forth. We have one other in town, and we had a hand in starting that one, too. They're owned by roughly 50 folks right now.
Okay, so you're talking about the distinction of your bank as a local bank versus a community. You call it a local bank or community bank?
Community bank.
And the other ones are what? They're international banks?
Oh, a lot of people. Some of the banks are called too big to fail banks.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Others are not. They're just much, much larger. A community bank is one whose sole purpose for existence is to help the economy in which it operates prosper and all the people in that economy prosper.
So no stockholders out of town, per se.
Well, we've had some that have moved out of town, sure.
But basically, that's what that means. It's us.
We have roughly 540 stockholders, and that's quite a number for a small bank. But they were all believers that El Paso needed a bank to take care of small to medium business. We had no one in the town that was focusing just there. And we have a lot of small business people who had needs like that and such. So we put the word out to people throughout the community, and I was really quite surprised by the reception. A lot of people joined in. We had people who told me this was the largest investment they'd ever made. And it was not a lot of money, but it was a lot to them.
So what's your time frame on this? When did you do this?
We put the bank together during 2000, and we opened it in May of 2001.
Before that, what were you doing?
I was working at another bank I had started here in town, and they're still here, but with a different name.
Okay, so we're not going to tell who that is.
No.
Okay.
No.
But the point is, you're kind of like spearheaded this, and you saw the need yourself.
Yes. Well, and a number of other people joined with me, too. We had 29 people who signed on as organizers, and they laid bare their soul to the federal government saying why they thought this was a good idea. Men and women who decided that this was needed in El Paso, and they went out and helped sell the stock, and we opened the bank.
Tell us about the building.
The building we're in now.
Yeah.
We originally opened...
You're on this mic over here, by the way. Use this one here. There you go.
Okay, this one?
Yeah.
We normally put our branches where there's a confluence of small businesses. We like a lot of small businesses around, so we opened with two, one on the west side at Mesa and Mesa Hills, another on the east side at McRae and I-10. We later opened one on North Zaragoza, and we have always look for one in the downtown area, because there are a lot of small businesses in and around the center of the city. We could not find anything for a very long time where it was easy to get in and out. All of our branches have very easy entrance and exit.
And free parking.
Oh, and free parking, of course. And we have free parking downtown, too.
You do, yeah.
For our customers.
Yes.
Keep that specific.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, we finally located a building at on Main Street, 401 East Main, bounded by Campbell and Kansas. It was formerly, well, it was originally, I found, a brewery.
Oh, why not?
And we have a picture of that brewery that was in El Paso at that time, early 1900s. And as a matter of fact, at that brewery, there was a shed behind it, which contained the genesis of Magnolia Coca-Cola Company.
Ooh.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And I doubt they mixed the beer with the Coca-Cola, but that's what happened.
It's a beverage deal,
could,
so why
could
not?
Could happen.
We're on Main Street, and when the railroad came to town, one of the main tracks was down Main Street.
Yeah.
And that was helpful to the brewery because they could ship out their product. The vault door we're talking about was built in 1871 to 1873 in Canton, Ohio. It was built by the Diebold Lock and Safe Company. They are still in existence. They're huge. And I have been to their headquarters and spoken with their president, and he told me at that time large safe doors were built by one person. Sometimes that person would be assigned a helper. This door has the start date of 1871 on it, the finish date of 1873. The door weighs 25 tons, and we really doubt that it came overland by wagon. It's a supposition, but we believe it came to town when the railroad came to town in the early 1880s.
1881, yeah.
Yeah. So where it went then, we're uncertain, but we did pick up the trail for the State Bank of El Paso right around the turn of the century. And that bank used it as it went in and out of business until its final demise around 1930.
Okay, that's confusing with the State National Bank.
Yes.
Which is a totally different...
Or there was the Southwest National Bank?
Well, that's true, but I mean...
No, this is different.
This is State Bank...
Of El Paso.
And State National Bank was the other one, like the Matkin crowd over there.
Yes, yeah, they were, gosh, in late... They started in the late 1800s,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, they did.
The light that never failed. I remember their slogan.
I still have one of those little bank books from them, and I can't get it open. I don't know where the key is.
When I was overseas in the military during another war, Chris Fox us entertained weekly with mimeographed compilations of all the news in El Paso, and he sent those to every serviceman serving outside the U.S.
Did he really?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, Chris was a character from he was a sheriff.
Yes.
He was a big guy at the State National Bank. He went around doing markers and stuff. You seem to be like the next guy that cares about history in El Paso, who's a banker.
Well,
I mean, you know, a lot of people care about history, but the banker crowd, you're the local guy who cares, and you saved the history. And tell us about this vault door. That's bizarre.
Okay. When I came back, let me continue its history. In 1946, a group of individuals put together a bank called Southwest National Bank. And they built a building, an adobe-style building, in the corner of Stanton and Mills, across from the post office. And they claim they hauled this vault door three blocks down Mills Street from wherever it was, I don't know, and installed it in that building, and they used it from 1947 until they moved their bank into an office building that had been built behind them. That's at 301 Main. They built the building there, and I was told that the railroad would come down Main Street, the railroad cars would stop, and the train engineer and fireman and so forth, workers on the train, would get off and go to the back door of that bank building, cash their checks and do their business, hop back on the train and take off.
It wasn't a special siding. It was just the main.
They would just stop on the line.
That so you're was saying it's the first drive-through.
The first drive-through bank in Texas, for sure. But that was a question we had on Facebook from someone who said, that was a special train siding that went. No, it was just the main bank,
right. And they would stop and do their business, and the bank allowed that. They let the people out the back door.
Well, you got to do
something. Business, yeah.
I just realized we got to do some business. It's a commercial moment here. We got to stop and deal with that. Les Parker is in the house, and he is the guy who saved a bank vault door.
That's right.
And a big how tall is that thing? It must be 20 feet wide, 15 feet wide. 15 by 15, maybe?
Maybe.
Something like that. Yeah. And 15 tons, or what would you say?
25 tons.
Just the door.
Oh, my. And that's all that's sitting there in the lobby. We'll talk more about that. But you want to see what something that looks like the intricacies of a little tiny watch?
Oh, that's...
But it's 20 tons.
That's basically what a lot of the lock is based on. The same thing. It's a time lock system, right? Am I correct on that? So, it's amazing.
We've got to talk more about that. And also the banking history in El Paso. We can get into that in a bit. But we got to do this trivia thing.
That's right.
What do we got in the way of trivia today? What's it about?
It's about banks. I should say safes, I should say. Actually, we're going to be giving away $20 gift certificate to Pepe's and New Mexican Food in Canutillo. And also, are we going to be giving away a DVD also?
Well, if the answer is better than the question, otherwise, if we just get the answer, you get a choice.
Get
a choice of either or. Come on. I mean, you know, Pepe's is good food, but the DVDs are there, you know?
Okay. Well, our first question is, who originally manufactured the safe that is at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte in the 1870s.
You're talking about the vault door.
The vault door,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, the vault door we've been referring to.
Yes.
Who made it?
What company was it?
And if you tell us where it was, maybe we'll give you something extra.
Yeah.
There's the added bonus.
Yeah, if they know the whole name of the company.
Well, that's it. They got to get exactly right because all those letters and all those things on this page is what you said the name of this thing is.
Yes, I did my homework.
We didn't even get out the number yet, and somebody's already calling. What is the number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, your one stop for all your RV needs. A service and repair center, RV parts and accessories, and an on-site mechanic that can cover insurance claims, warranty work, or even winterize your RV. El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, 1212 Lafayette Drive.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Sale this weekend. Come see the revolutionary Michael Phelps Swim Spas by Master Spas. Save thousands at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Sale at the home show at the El Paso Convention Center. For details, call 1-855-BIG-EXPO.
It's here, the Cloverfield GMC Used Car Kickoff Sale. The ultimate lineup of used cars, trucks, and SUVs is slashed to go, go, go. Go deep with this pre-owned 2014 Corvette Stingray Z51. Or truck in luxury with this 2015 GMC Sierra Denali 4x4 6.2 V8. Play in the sun in this 16 Buick Cascada convertible and this 2016 Buick Enclave with leather interior or this 2016 Chevrolet Tahoe 4x4 are terrific. The Crawford Buick GMC kickoff sale. CrawfordBuickGMC.com, Montana and Airway. Go.
New Year's resolutions are tough, but iHeartRadio can help.
Alexa, play iHeartRadio.
Radio stations and playlists perfect for working out.
It's Ariana Grande.
This is Tyler from 21 Pilots.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
Free radio and music on demand, all in one app. There's nothing else like it. Play any song, get unlimited skips, even take your music offline and listen data free. Let iHeartRadio help you succeed in 2017. See what everyone's talking about at iHeartRadio.com or just download the free iHeartRadio app now.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're just looking on Facebook to see what's going on here. We have got Les Parker on there with the vault door picture. And we had, almost 5,000 people looking at that this week.
Yeah, just short of it.
And it's 4090, and that's an interesting number all by itself.
Yes.
Well, Les is here. We're going to talk more about this. In fact, the questions today are about his stuff. Right. We'll get to that in a second. The history lessons for February. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The Southwest Chapter of the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society. They're going to meet Wednesday, February the 8th at 6:30 p.m. in Las Cruces. And that's at the Railroad Depot and Museum. The program is Railroad Depots of the Southwest. Dinner and program cost $10. Give them a holler up there if you want to get involved in that. Actually, the phone number is local, 540-9660, and that's in a 915 area code. The El Paso Genealogical Society meeting Thursday, February the 9th, 7 p.m., All Saints Episcopal Church. Tidbits on helping your family become interested in your family history. Visitors welcome, 591-2326. El Paso County Historical Commission meets on Monday, February 13th at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, downtown Maine in Kansas. Call Bernie up for that, 581-7920. We'll give more details next hour on that.
And those Harvey girls are at it again. They will meet February 13th at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Union Passenger Station down there on 700 San Francisco Street. Their program is Keeping the Legacy of Fred Harvey and the Harvey Girls Alive at the Union Passenger Station Depot. Visitors are welcome, and the Harvey Girls are available to present programs by calling this number, which is 591-2326. Then you have another great program. It's the El Paso Chorale of the Westerners International Group, which meets Friday, February 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Country Inn and Suites at 99 Sunland Park Drive. And their program is The Great Western, Sarah Bowman, presented by Patricia Franklin. And the cost of the dinner program is only $20, and visitors are welcome, but you must make your reservation by February 13th. And you call this number, 759-9538, to make reservations.
Oh, a couple of quick announcements back on page one here. Forgot to say about El Paso Scene. Thank them very much for putting us in there. Randy Limbert and the company. They have got the details on what's going on in El Paso.
Yeah.
And if it's not in the magazine as they come out.
It's not worth going to.
No, well, they also have it online.
That's true.
But, I mean, have darn near everything in there. They promote us a bit. We promote them a bit. ElPasoScene.com. Check that out. Also, a shout out to our man, Ray Baca.
Ray Baca.
Do you know Ray Baca? Ray Baca is a guy in El Paso who does property management, Monterey Asset Management. He's a sponsor here. Shall we say yay, Ray?
Yay, Ray.
Yay, Ray.
Yay, Ray.
Thank you very much. Oh, he's the guy you'll see. He's like customer number three on that Supreme Laundry commercial.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, he walks. Oh, thank you very much. A great job. And he walks out with his clothes. I didn't see him pay for it.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I never saw Ray pay for it. But anyway, that's our man, Ray. Another guy I went to high school with. So that's that. All right, let's get to the trivia. You ready for that?
Okay.
What was the question?
Who originally manufactured the vault door or the safe door in the 1870s?
Okay.
And we did talk about that.
We did, and If you tell us where they were, we'll give you something extra. So they got a choice of two things, right?
Food from Pepe's and $20 in food from Pepe's and Canutillo, or a El Paso Gold DVD.
You tell us the whole thing, I'll give you both of them.
That's
what the heck? All right, going people in the order that they call. This is Ann. Ann, we got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Ann.
How's the world?
Say that again?
How's your world doing?
How's my world? It's good. I have a day off today.
So yay!
And you're staying home because it's too cold to go anywhere, right?
No, I've already been out taking kids to practice.
Oh, my
back
good.
Home cooking.
Oh, good for you. What's for dinner?
Yeah, we're coming.
We shouldn't go into that. But let's go back to the trivia question. Can you help us on this trivia?
Pepe's for dinner.
Oh, even better. Can you help us on this trivia question?
Sure. I believe the answer is the Diebold Company in Canton, Ohio.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
She really got it.
She missed a second name here, but we're going to give it to her.
Yeah, but Diebold, pretty much when you refer to it, that's what everybody thinks of.
But the full name was the thing for getting to. Okay,
But she got the city.
Oh, she did. Okay, we'll give you both of them if you want. Pick a DVD. We'll give you the DVD and the Pepe's. What the heck?
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, but just quick DVDs.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Legends of El Paso's Mountain, Gunfights of the Old West, Women's Club of El Paso, Rosa Guerrera's 80th Birthday, The El Paso Smelter, Ghost Stories 2 or 3.
Take the Women's Club.
Wico Tanks.
Go ahead.
I think I'll take the Smelter.
Okay. Ooh, what that is, you'll see the stacks coming down in living color. We had 20 cameras to choose from. People were giving me their footage. You know, people all over that valley when that thing came down shooting video, most of them didn't know what to do with it. I had 6 people contact me because they knew I was doing a documentary. We had 20 cameras to choose from. I actually used 12.
Wonderful.
12 of them.
Wonderful.
So. All right, hold on. Shelley will come on and tell you how to pick this up, all right?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Any other thoughts on your mind this morning?
Not yet. I wanted to thank you for your program.
Thank you kindly. Keep listening. Here comes Shelley for you. And now we go to Herberto. Did I say that correctly, Herberto?
Yes, sir.
We got another question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
Where was the vault door located before they put it into United Bank?
Where was it used last as a
where
bank?
Where was the last bank that used it?
In the state, the state bank.
You're getting close. Give us
State Bank of Texas.
Less.
That's the earliest we found, but that's not where it was last actually used.
But that was
door.
The first place where you found it.
Yes.
We're going to give it to him anyway, aren't we?
I think that's a good idea.
So.
Okay, we got Pepe's available for you, sir, even though you didn't quite get it. What's the full answer, Melissa?
The full answer is it was under the parking lot where the old Southwest National Bank building used to stand.
But the first one, Les, was what? The first
State Bank of El Paso.
Which is different than the State National in a big way.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Alberto, we're going to give it to you. What
yeah.
That? All right. This time you get a choice. We're not giving you both of them. You get a Pepe's or a DVD.
$20 in gift certificate from Pepe's or a El Paso Gold DVD.
Yeah, I take the Pepe's.
Very good,
perfect.
Sir.
Good choice.
Hold on to yourself here. Shelly will come on. She's already dealing with somebody else. Hang on. And she'll tell you how to pick this up. All right? Any other thoughts on your brain?
Very much.
You're hungry. All right, talk to you later. And by the way, we're going to go out there today to Pepe's about, we'll get out there, 12:30, give or take?
Yeah, about 12:30 or so, depending on the traffic on the freeway.
That's true.
But I also want to point out, from policy from the radio station here at KTSM,
is that one person
in a household may win a prize every 60 days. So since you know who you are, don't play this trivia contest if you've won in the last 60 days. The prize lady is very sharp and will know when you show up here and will cancel your win. And you have 10 business days to pick up your prize here in person at the station, and Shelley will give you more information on if you win.
And we're talking about Martha. You walk in the door, Martha's in charge. She's very nice,
very nice
and very specific.
Yes.
Know you that you won 30 days ago, get lost.
Get out.
And there's one guy that wins every chance he gets. He waits till the next time.
I know.
And he's good at this.
Gee, George.
And he lives in San Lazaro somewhere. Joel George. On there. All right. Well, thank you guys for playing that. We'll get you prizes with Shelley. And by the way, we have a control room crowd we need to thank in there. Shelley Sutherland taking the phone calls, taking the abuse. We don't hear about that part. We just hear the phone calls. And the other guy who is the electronic manufacturing dude in there, he sends him out the transmitter. His name is Sergio Valenzuela. Thank you very much. And that's him. All right, back in a moment. What's that phone number? What's the Facebook?
Oh, the Facebook page is the El Paso History Radio Show, and I'll be posting up some more pictures of the bank vault. And also, they can call us at 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show. And for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and Lico Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
What's that noise?
That's the home security guy. He's installing our alarms.
You're going to be safe as clams when I'm done drilling this sucker in.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone with Simply Safe.
The neighbors love theirs. They set it up in half an hour. No drilling, no wires, no installation fee. And 24/7 professional monitoring is only $15 a month with no long-term contracts.
I'll just pop a rug over this hole. It'll be fine.
Go to simplysafe.com/radio now to get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. Simplysafe.com/radio.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Join the more than 3 million people who use GoToMeeting every month to connect with their team. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com. That's GoToMeeting.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
So many things going on. Here's a biggie coming up. The 20th annual El Paso History Day is happening on February 25th. That's at the UTEP campus. Get a hold of mcharles@utep.edu. That's the professor, Charles Martin, M-C-H-A-R-L-E-S at utep.edu, and get involved. This is the theme, Taking a Stand in History. There are four parts. There's a grad students who will grade these things on the written part. There's a website that you can create that's been going. The students can make a video documentary. Then there are presentations. Most of this has already been taking place since last November, but they have a registration that closes on February 13th. And what you can do as a student in El Paso is get involved in this and get yourself known, know some history, figure out what's going on in this town. And their theme this year is Taking a Stand in History. And so get a hold of Dr. Charles Martin up there, mcharles@utep.edu. This is something your grandkids or your kids should get involved in because El Paso history is not taught in the public schools. This is extracurricular, and it's in the public schools after school. You can get involved in this.
Yeah, and it's a great thing for kids spending time watching TV.
And ask your students to tell the people at their school, how do I do this? And there's how that's your part. You know what, mcharles@utep.edu. What you got?
Well, it's time for the Trinity Site Tour by Motor Coach. This is going to go for the New Mexico Museum of Space History. Limited tickets are available for their April 1st tour. And this is the world's first atomic bomb was detonated on July 16th, 1945 at the Trinity Site in New Mexico on the north end of what is now White Sands Missile Range. And in recognition of the event, Trinity Site is open to the public twice each year on the first Saturday in April and again on the first Saturday in October. And the New Mexico Museum of Space History is hosting this motor coach tour to the site. Area historian Pete Endenbach will accompany guests on the coach, giving them an in-depth talk on the bomb, its history, and the effect it had on the world. And once on site, guests enjoy a brown bag lunch and a self-guided walking tour of the site. On the way back, Pete's debriefing is highlighted with a special showing of a classic science fiction film, upon the arrival at the museum. Guests will be treated to a guided tour followed by reserved seating on the showing of The Trinity, the atomic bomb movie, in the New Horizons Dome Theater. So if you want to do this, get on the phone right now and call them at 575-437-2840, or they have an 800 number or a toll-free number, 877-333-6589, or visit their website, the New Mexico Space Museum.org.
Al, space history is big around here. The original part of it was Operation Paperclip with the Germans after World War II. Space history basically began in El Paso and out in the desert toward Las Cruces. And now in Alamogordo, they have this really, really interesting museum. All right, now to the subject at hand. I've got a brochure in my hands here. United Bank of El Paso del Norte. And the slogan is, believe in the community. And this is on the item here, who has all the details about this die ball safe and locked door. That's a door, right?
Yes.
It's a vault door. Les Parker is here. He knows it. He caused it to be exhumed. You pulled it out of the dirt. What was that all about?
When it was in Southwest National Bank, when they opened in 1946 or so, in the early 60s, they moved to a building that had been built behind them, and they demolished the old adobe-style bank building, and at that time, they lowered the vault door into the basement and into a stairwell, actually, then paved over the site.
Just to leave it there?
Well, just to leave it there.
Huh.
And they paved over the site, and that became a parking lot at the corner of Stanton and Mills. Across from the post office, for a very long time, there was a flower kiosk on the corner there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people were familiar with that lot. In any event, I learned about the vault door when I worked my way through college in banking. And that's a long, brutal story.
Mostly here in El Paso?
Well, here I actually started in Berlin, Germany, and then I was there, ran out of money, was broke, needed a job, and got a job in a bank there. Yeah. Came back to this country and with a student deferment. This was during Vietnam. And came to El Paso to visit my folks, enrolled in the university here. And it was Texas Western College, college basketball champs, by the way, where I enrolled. And I went to work in banking. When I came back from overseas, I spent time overseas in another war. I went to work for Southwest National Bank in their new bank building. Someone took me into that basement area, and there was a secret way in. And they took me in, and using flashlights, I was able to see this door, and I thought, it was very grungy, but I thought it was quite beautiful. And thereafter, after I left Southwest and I started a couple of other banks and such, I kept thinking I wanted to use that vault door.
Oh, boy.
When we started this bank, there was not room for it until we bought this property downtown. And at that time, I knew all our banks have coffee shops for our customers. I knew we were going to have a coffee shop for our customers in this one, and I could use this door as a room divider, if you will, to section off the main banking hall from where the customers drank coffee and such. So I called the owner of the property. Now, that property was owned by the Bing Crosby estate.
Oh, yes, they got involved here somehow, didn't they?
Yes, they owned
a lot of property.
They owned that entire building and where the Holiday Inn was and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
I've been told, but I don't know, that they owned warehouses here in town, and I'm sure the estate owned property all over the country. But I called the representative and asked if I could buy that door. And I told him where it was and such, and there was a long silence.
Is this guy crazy or what? Yeah.
Yeah. And, and he said, well, heck, if you can get it out, you can have it. And I thought I was going to have to pay big bucks. Well, as it turned out, in getting it out and refurbishing it, we did pay big bucks.
I bet you. Now, again, that's 25 Oh, 25 tons, it says right here on this thing.
25 tons.
Oh, my God.
We hired Alliance Riggers and Contractors to extract the vault from that door, and we did it on a Sunday, loaded the vault on a big flatbed of the same type used to carry battle tanks out at Fort Bliss, and hauled it to a warehouse that had been rented by Eastwood Locksmith, owned by Bobby Brookshire. The warehouse was at the airport. He put that door inside, and for 2 years, he worked on that door, refurbishing it, rebuilding it, and such, and really did a marvelous job.
Is it still open if you need to?
Oh, yes. It's in absolute working condition.
It's pristine. It looks great.
Bobby Brookshire's techs maintain that, and they come in every few months and polish it up and make sure there's no dirt and grime on it.
There's a funny story because I was reading the one from the Locksmith magazine that I was following through on some study, and they were talking about when they put the contractor's idea to put that into the concrete. It kind of makes it look like you broke it out of the wall right there because there's concrete at the base holding the door up.
Actually, it was someone who works with us named Jim McVeigh. He's a senior executive officer who thought of that, and it really makes it look even more interesting, I think.
He took a chunk of the wall with it looks
right.
like.
Yeah.
We brought the safe in during the construction of the building. There was no other way to do it, and the largest front-end loader I have ever seen in my life brought that sucker in. It was driven by just a master. He put that very gently down on a special foundation we had to build for that.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then we covered it up thoroughly and completed building that building around where it sat.
And you can actually see it through the window.
Yes.
What street is on that side of your building?
That is Kansas Street.
Kansas. So you come down Kansas, if you get stuck at the light, good for you, because you can look left.
Yes.
And see your bank vault door inside.
Well, especially at night.
Oh.
During the day, you can see it, but it's not clearly defined. But at night, we have it lit.
And you encourage 24 tourists?
24 and 7.
You encourage tourists to walk in, take a look?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And we have a lot who do.
Yeah.
We had people hunting for Pokemon coming in, and there apparently was one hiding around that vault door, and we have lots of tourists who come in.
Now, those money bags that are sitting around the door, that's not real money, I hope.
Well, those were used when we had the grand opening of the bank.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I take that.
We had a flash mob, and would you believe it, we had an old-time crew of bank robbers come in and rob that bank.
I saw them.
Yes, and they used... Those
bags, okay.
Yes.
Who was that? Couldn't have been Six Guns of Shady Ladies.
Who were they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guys brought the bags out, and would you know, the women pulled guns of their own and took the bags from them.
There's a video on YouTube that I shot. It's El Paso History TV on YouTube. Go find a bank robbery.
We have had people as far away as the East Coast comment on that.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, one of our staff sat at a dinner on the East Coast with the former commandant of Annapolis, a retired admiral, and he had seen it and started talking about it, all excited. So,
but he saw the video we did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, YouTube is bizarre how many people are out there. You just don't know who they all are.
Right.
But that was fun. And the banking business as it is, I mean, what you've done is kind of like your take on what you can do to help history.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a beautiful thing you did. Nobody could pull this off but someone like yourself.
I was told, and you too would know far more about the history here than I, but I shared a seat on Southwest one day with a huge guy sitting in the middle of the seat.
Oh, dear.
And it turned out that he was the director of a very, very large natural history museum in a major metropolitan area, much, much larger than El Paso. And he said, I don't think you folks in El Paso really understand the history you have here.
That's an understatement.
He said, there, literally, every acre of land in El Paso has an historical site on it.
Yes.
He said it's just fascinating here, and that's why I came down to visit.
Well, this is to the point that we've been trying to make for years on this radio show. This is a very historic place. And if you want to really get some tourists to come here, just tell them what's here.
Oh, absolutely.
Our PR is terrible. Nobody really knows what we have. So you on your own helped talk to this guy about this bank vault.
Sure.
Cool.
Well, everything. El Paso is a wonderful place, and we have wonderful history, and it's a shame that some of our own folks don't even understand how great it is.
Let me take a break on that and come back and embellish that point, because we have one more segment with Les Parker here. So we have to take another break. Sorry about to do that. But it's that commercial thing. You understand that. Facebook, how's that looking? You got people looking at us?
We've got people looking at us. Not many comments right now because I think everybody's enjoying the weather today. It's a little cool, but they're out running around. But I'm sure they're listening to us.
Facebook is what's
El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page. And I also want to mention that we have Remember in El Paso Win, which is another great Facebook page that has tons and tons of wonderful historic pictures of El Paso and the region. You need to check that out.
Remember in
El Paso Win.
There you go. What's our phone number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Somabiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Somabiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Somabiotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look, and if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
Don't you hate it when you're doing your taxes and your so-called free tax site charges you $70 before you file? $70 doesn't sound very free. Well, now there's Credit Karma Tax. Credit Karma Tax is really, truly, completely free. That means you never get charged for itemized deductions or federal filing. Yup, even state filing is free. You worked hard for your refund, and at Credit Karma Tax, we think you deserve to keep all of it. This year, file your taxes for free and get your full refund at creditkarma.com/tax. Free to start, free to finish. Credit Karma Tax.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom,
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Sale this weekend. Come see the revolutionary Michael Phelps Swim Spas by Master Spas. Save thousands at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Sale at the home show at the El Paso Convention Center. For details, call 1-855-BIG-EXPO.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, got lots going on here. We got Les Parker in the house. We got the history locked in the vault, but also the vault door opens. And this, we're talking about a conversation piece in his lobby. So you get down there and check that out. And at night is the best time to view it during the window, right? Through the window?
Right.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, you got a tramway thought there?
Yes, I do. Happening at the Weiler Aerial Tramway tomorrow, Sunday, January 29th at 8 a.m., they're having the last Sunday hike. And this is their monthly guided hike, but due to the tram still being down, we will hike up and down the mountain. So get out there and get that last hike. The weather should be just perfect for hiking up there tomorrow. And the tram, you said, will be open in 2 weeks?
I called them yesterday. They said they're expecting in about 2 weeks to be open back for the public.
But this is a great place. I mean, it's beautiful to hike up there and come up and go back down.
Well, what are the guys doing if they have to go up to their transmitter? Oh, my.
They drive that truck up there.
Oh, not very far. Oh, my. That'd be interesting. Les Parker's here. Les, we got a couple of minutes left. What are your thoughts on history in El Paso? We started talking about that just before the break.
Oh, my goodness. There is so much history in El Paso. We're fortunate to have it here. And throughout the whole city, I don't know if a lot of people have noticed the collection of photographs at the museum, at the library. They're free for everybody to see. But if you look at the pictures of El Paso in 1900, I suspect you'd be surprised because it's such a large, vibrant city.
It was big.
And at that time, we were the largest city in the Southwest, were we not?
Mm-hmm.
We were the financial center of the Southwest. Many federal offices were here merely because of that. We were larger than Denver, Phoenix, Houston, not Houston. But
Albuquerque.
All the area, Albuquerque.
Phoenix, yes, even Phoenix. Yes.
Absolutely. So, and we lost our mojo for a while.
What do you think about getting the history mojo back? Do you think El Paso should be promoted for its history?
Oh, absolutely. I think, listen, El Paso has wonderful people, wonderful weather, great location, right in the mountains. Come on. And our weather's wonderful, and the people here. My new president came here, and he and his wife couldn't believe how nice the people were in El Paso.
You mean your bank president?
My new bank president.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another new president. I don't want to hear about that.
Yes, sir. That's right.
We don't talk about that on purpose. That's why we stay on the air.
I understand.
You stay clear of those.
But anyway, we have so many things to sell El Paso on, and we're so accustomed to it that we don't realize how special it really is.
Well, comment on this theory. I've got a theory that one reason we have a brain drain here is the kids growing up don't know who they are. They don't know their identity. They're not taught their history in school. So when they get out of high school, they're saying, what's going on here? Nobody cares. But if they knew all the world history that happened here, they could say, that's where I'm from. But they don't know the world history.
Right.
I was 50 years old coming back to El Paso before I understood why the Mission Trail was important connecting to the Camino Real. I did not know what that was. Nobody told me. I showed back up here curious and found out. Yeah. How about, what is your experience? How have you learned history?
Oh, my goodness. In El Paso?
Yes.
I was curious, and I loved going out into the hinterlands and so forth. I used to, when I was a lot younger and more able, I used to help ranchers punch cattle and looked at that out there. The ruins and the areas we have around here are just spectacular.
So much history's gone on here, and it's preserved, quite frankly, because of the weather.
If you go up in a small airplane, and I used to fly, you can see the tracks of the
Butterfield
stage. But more importantly, when you go north, you can still see the ruts from the ox carts the Spanish used as they wended their way towards Santa Fe.
The Camino Real. The Jornada del Muerto is the area between like Las Cruces and maybe Socorro.
Right.
But it's not on I-25. It's over on the other side of that mountain.
It is.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing history here. And see, if people knew what we had, they'd show up here. And just as an aside, I think if we have the standard amenities of a normal, shall we say, Albuquerque or Phoenix or something, that's one thing. But no one has our history.
That's true.
And we can promote ourselves uniquely. And I think you should be thanked and appreciated for what you've done to save that piece of history you did.
Well, I think a lot of people forget there is a plan for downtown revitalization. It was put together by people from all over this community in many public meetings. The city council at that time approved it. That's where this big bond issue really came from. And then we forgot about that for a while. And there are people today who say there's not a plan for downtown El Paso, but I've seen it.
Okay. And Les Parker here, we're about out of time, but thank you for coming and explaining this to us. And also to come down and see your vault door.
Please do.
And your address on Main is actually
401 East Main.
Come down and see it during banking hours, please.
Please, if you would.
Otherwise, look through the window.
Yes.
And we'll see more about this downtown thing. In fact, one thing I would throw out there just for the public, what's the definition of downtown? Oh, let's see what happens when that hits the fan. Because nobody's done that yet.
Yes.
All right, Les Parker, thanks a lot. We'll see you at the bank. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks,
everybody
Les.
Else. Bye-bye. Next hour, we're talking History Museum.
That's right.
With the acting interim director, Ben Fife, and it'll be fun to see what they got going on.
That's right.
See you next hour.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.